Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the addition to a report on Brian P. Connery, C-O-N-R-Y, that was transcribed September 26, 2024. It was addressed to Butte Home Health and Hospice. The second address is Sutter Imaging Nuclear Medicine, Roseville, 2241 Douglas Boulevard, Roseville, California, 95661. Phone 916-783-8900. The fax is 916-865-1491. I want you to transcribe this report in Word format before you transmit it to my office so that I can make copies of any errors that I have made. This report is dated January 21, 2025, and it's entitled Neurological Progress Report. It's addressed to Dr. Caudle, C-A-U-D-L-E, at Paradise Medical Group. First paragraph, current medications. Digoxin, ditalazim, Eliquis, glucosamide, chlorcon, metoprolol, calcium, spironolactone. It's entitled, Dear Professional Colleagues, Brian Connery, C-O-N-R-Y, returned today for neurological reevaluation, reporting progressive cognitive impairment with reduced recall during the last 24 hours. He reports that his long-term memory remains intact. New paragraph, he completed PET CT imaging of the brain, which was normal and did not show evidence of Alzheimer's disease. His diagnosis list includes alcoholism, heart disease, treated cancer, and dementia. New paragraph, please insert this into the report of September 26, 2024. New paragraph. As you may remember, MR imaging of the brain, a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative study completed November 10, 2023, showed conspicuous atrophy of the hippocampal formation. He completed the AD-8 dementia screening interview, scoring 5 over 8, reporting problems with judgment, less interest in hobbies and activities, difficulty using tools, trouble remembering appointments, and daily problems with thinking and memory. He never completed the NIH quality of life questionnaire. New paragraph. His laboratory testing showed a marginally abnormal beta amyloid 42-40 ratio in the plasma. Evidence for anemia. a subphysiologic total vitamin D, an elevated Quest Alzheimer's disease detect PTAU217 plasma value. An abnormal Quest Alzheimer's detect capitals APOE isoform in the plasma, E3/E4. A normative expanded pyroneoplastic antibody panel. Low total lymphocytes, elevated total bilirubin. And a subphysiologic molybdenum and zinc level. CT brain imaging, November 3, 2023, showed a tiny sliver of subdural hemorrhage on the right, with the left periorbital and paranasal hematoma, diffuse cerebral and cerebellar atrophy, new paragraph is clinical examination suggests bradykinesia without tremor or necessarily inducible neuromusculoskeletal injury. New paragraph, in consideration of this presentation and his findings, we are going to refer him for DAT scan imaging in Roseville, close to his home, to exclude the risk factors for Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. I'll see him with those reports and for the recommendations. Sign with my professional signature.